The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews in with you, and we're getting close to Christmas. It is December 23rd, Friday, and only a couple of days away from the magic day. And first and foremost, wish everybody out there a very Merry Christmas. Happy holidays for everybody. Special time of the year. It's a special time for the PGA Tour, as we've been telling you for the last week or so, that most of the guys are off and the entire tour off for an extended period here for the holidays, and then, of course, get right back to action in Hawaii. It's a great way to get started again. Everybody wishes you could get your new year started in Hawaii, and that's where the PGA Tour will be when the first of the year, 2017, restarts. So everybody very, very excited about the 2017 part of the season. We're already into the 2017 season with the wraparound, but the official calendar will switch over, and we'll kind of get everybody reorganized and reshuffled, and the story's probably once again going to be keeping an eye on Tiger Woods, as we know a little bit about his schedule. We know certainly about his schedule today. We'll tell you about that. He's got a big golf match going on a little bit later on today. But we know he's going to be at Riviera and play at the Genesis Open. That's in February. But we're not sure what he's going to do up until then or after that time. So he says he's going to play a full schedule. So a lot of people very excited about seeing Tiger Woods back on a full-time basis on the PGA Tour. Frank Bassett joins us from the Nashville studios, as he always does. Frank, how are you doing this morning? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Tim. Good morning. It's Christmas. I love it. This is the best time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
There you go. I'm ready.
We're almost there. We've got Brendan Sweeney joining us in just a little bit, our good friend from French Lick Resort.
Laura
Brina from the world of music and entertainment out in Los Angeles will be joining us a little bit later on, as well as we do our final show before Christmas. So we're bringing all our favorite people back, Frank.
Yeah, and one of my favorite people is here in the studio with me. Flew in, picked him up at the airport 3 hours late the other night. I had to sit in the bar waiting on him. It was brutally difficult for me. But Roger Sarchet, Laura Bryan, who's manager, the EVP of Golf Talk America, live from Los Angeles. Roger, welcome to the show, buddy.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The only time I get invited back here is when it's freezing cold and I can't play golf with you.
That's exactly right. I don't want you on the golf course with me because you cry when I whip you so bad.
Oh,
geez, pitiful.
Is it illegal to lie on the air?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Not on this show.
Right.
Yeah. No.
So he plays with Lauren Gold. They're best buddies out in L.A. all the time. Lauren's, of course, he's our musical director for Golf Talk America, Tim, as you all know. But he also has a second job as the musical director for Roger Daltrey and keyboardist and background vocals for The Who. And so I get these texts from Lauren. He says, he owes you money. Lauren and I have a standing bet that every time, he beats Roger, then Roger has to pay me money. So we're going to get Lauren. By the way, Lauren, if you're listening to the show, and he's not up. Well, he may be up. I'd call him.
I'll send him a text.
Send him a text and see if he'll jump on the line with us. But we're going to get him free golf lessons because it only will help the coffers of Golf Talk America, Tim, if we do that for Lauren. So I'm going to call Ledbetter since he's got an opening now that Lydia's gone and see if he can teach Lauren to play golf.
Why not?
Yeah. Hey, you said something about Tiger. Wait a minute. What's going on with Tiger today? You got a scoop
here. So a little bit later today, Tiger was going to be playing with the Donald, and I guess Mr. President, we need to be calling him now. It probably will always seem so weird for Donald Trump to be actually the president of the United States. Most important person in the world will be Donald Trump. But President-elect and Tiger Woods will be teeing it up. I'm not sure where they're playing. They certainly have choices, and I'm sure it's going to be in Florida, too cold up in New York to be playing with Donald up there. It's one of his courses. Yeah. So I guess either Mar-a-Lago, or they could be playing at Jupiter, where Tiger is hanging out somewhere along the coast there. I'm sure the weather would be nice. I looked yesterday. It was 84, I think, in Miami. Anywhere down there. Yeah.
Fire up the G5.
But it's going to be interesting because I think, suddenly now, and we talked about this, Frank, back when Donald was first running for president, and of course no one gave him any chance that he was going to win, but we all know that he owns a number of golf properties all over the world. And there's a lot of controversy about that because statements he was making and tournaments he was going to be hosting or not hosting or whatever. And sure enough, what happened happened, because we talked about it back then. Oh, what if he actually became president? Would people still say they couldn't play at his course or all the – Well, sure enough, here he is president, and people are going to be like, whoa, I don't know. And suddenly there's two very famous people playing golf, and I think from a political standpoint, you know, Tiger's going to be playing there and playing with Donald. I don't know what's going to come out of it. I'm sure we'll hear from both of them when they finish playing. You know, Donald's going to be
there'll be a press conference.
Tweeting it.
Yeah.
He'll be tweeting it and talking all about it. So it'll be interesting to see a little bit of golf and a little bit of politics, what they discussed on the golf course today.
I saw something on Fox News this morning. Tiger had his goatee grayed out like Santa Claus and a hat
on. That, yeah.
And
yeah.
No shirt. So is he channeling his inner Putin or what?
You know, I don't know.
But what's the deal?
He said, Mac Daddy, happy Merry Christmas to whoever was checking him out. And so, yeah, he had no shirt on. It was like a waist-up kind of shot. Still looking very fit. Tiger is. But, yeah, he had his goatee dyed white. Or he just ate a powdered donut, one or the other. And his goatee was all white. And he had a Santa Claus hat on. So and sunglasses, by the way.
Yeah,
so,
that was pretty good. I would imagine they're playing Mar-a-Lago because it's that private club court. Hello. That private course in there, and they can have security. Quick story, and it's not about me, but this is really funny. In Charlotte, North Carolina, many years ago, I was playing at Quail Hollow. I was invited by one of the founding members' families, and his good friend rode in the cart with me. At the time was the chief of staff for President Clinton. It was Erskine Bowles. And Erskine had Secret Service with him, I guess naturally. They're protecting the chief of staff. He's the closest man to the president. And Erskine, every time he'd hit the ball into the woods, and you know Quail Hollow, you know the course, it is brutally difficult. I mean, brutally difficult. It would pop out. And Erskine was my playing partner, so I was thrilled about that. But I'd say, God, you've hit every tree on the course. He looked at me and said, "Nah, Frank, Secret Service, they're everywhere."
Kicking the ball in the fairway.
Kicking the ball out in the fairway. So I'm just curious, what's the bet today? And how much is Tiger going to take off of Trump? Because he's going to fleece the president-elect of the United States. He's going to kick his fanny today if he plays well.
You know what? I'm also curious about, and I'm not trying to rip on president-elect, but people have said that have played with him in the past that Donald does
tend to take
some gimmies and you know, have somebody help him with a shot that ends up back in the fair or stuff like that. So I'm going to be curious if he actually plays his ball. If you're playing Tiger Woods, you can't take any mulligans. You can't kick the ball over this way or that way. I'm pretty sure you got to play it pretty straight up. So it'll be interesting to see if Donald, I think he claims about a 7 or 8 handicap, how he plays. But my guess is that no matter how he plays, Tiger's going to say he played great. I didn't keep his score, so I'm not going to say. You know, like,
yeah,
I wouldn't either.
I would imagine they'll play it. It'll be a friendly game. So there'll be some bumping runs and gimmies and kickouts and. You know,
it would be nice to have a camera out there, though, wouldn't it? I think
is
a lot of people would love to see some of those shots.
Is this a gimme?
Yeah, the old promo,
I love that, some of our promos. I was going through this morning, by the way, Tim, some of the commercials from this past year, looking at our automation system here in the studio. And we had some terrible commercials this past year. Aren't you glad that we're not doing the commercials on our PGA Tour podcast for our listeners? I know you're glad that we're not. But we may have to do a special show of the worst of. Commercials.
Really?
It'd be hard to pick. There were some pretty funny commercials, but shout out to our friends at the PGA Tour, our family down there. Dave Logue, the executive producer of PGA Tour Digital. And by the way, Dave also is the executive producer of the play-by-play that you hear on SiriusXM, as well as on PGAtour.com where we live, which is free where we live. And PGA Tour Podcast, executive producer of On the Mark with Mark Immelman. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to Mark Immelman and his family. And John Swantech, Talk of the Tour. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Swantech. We'll see a lot more of those guys this year. But to Dave and to Jason Boddy down there and to Sloan and Ty Vota and everybody down at the tour, including our new commissioner coming in and our former commissioner, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, guys. We appreciate everything that you do to help us be successful on this end of the audio programming for the tour.
It was a good year in 2016, and we all look forward to 2017. Again, a lot of it centered around Tiger, but let's be honest, we haven't seen Jason Day in it seems like months, right? I mean, what's that guy look like now? We have no idea what his goatee's doing right about now. Jordan Spieth back in action, Rory. I mean, there's so many storylines. Dustin Johnson, let's not forget the player of the year. So many storylines that are going on in the game of golf. I think it's one of the most exciting times for golf in the last 25, 30 years. I really do. I think there's so many good Phil Mickelson and older golfers that are coming on, and guys are shooting the guys are shooting 58s that are over 40 years old.
Yeah.
The good young guys that are coming on tour. I just think it's phenomenal to see all the talent that's out there and getting more and more. I mean, Roy Ishikawa. I mean, we've got so many foreign players and so many players that are playing that maybe factored in the majors too. So I can't wait. I can't wait for the first tournament, which will be the SBS Tournament of Champions at Plantation Course in Kapalua, coming up in first week of January.
Yeah, we need to go to that. It's cold here.
Yeah, don't worry.
You know, I'll tell you, Jason Day. You brought him up. Jason Day's working his fanny off right now. He's getting ready because he wants Tiger when Tiger's playing great. He wants head to head with Tiger. And so does Rory. And so
I think
does
y'all do, yeah.
So
yeah,
does Spieth.
Do.
So does everybody. So
yeah,
they're all excited. Bubba, everybody's excited the Tiger's coming back. And they want him back in his prime. Well, you're never going to see that year again. The 2000 year, you know, we're not going to see that. But now saying that, I probably am going to be proven wrong. Tiger could come in, and it was just, what, 3 years ago, basically, that he won five tournaments? Yeah. Hello, player of the year. So he could come back and do it, Tim. I mean, if anybody can, it could be him.
And you know who I want to hear about talk about this is Brendan Sweeney. So let's take a break right now because Brendan's a man of just a few opinions, just a few. But I'd like to hear what he thinks about this year coming up because it's a very unique time because these guys probably thought a lot of them weren't ever going to be able to play against Tiger. You know, the Spieth and the Day and the Rory, or certainly not a Tiger of any substance. And now maybe they have their chance again. And I'm curious what we all think about what this is going to look like. And suddenly, will Tiger be able to growl again and be the Tiger of old? So,
Lord.
Pretty exciting. Could be pretty exciting. Let's take a quick, on that happy note, let's take a quick break. You're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio, and we will be back right after this. And welcome back to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Tim Matthews with you in the Dallas studios, Frank Bassett in the Nashville studios, and join us now from the Orlando studios is our good friend Brendan Sweeney with the French Lick Resort in French Lick, Indiana. I know that seems like a dichotomy there, but he works most of the time with the resort in Indiana. But when it gets a little bit chillier out, he also gets to go to Orlando, his home in Orlando. So it's the best of both worlds for Brendan. How you doing this morning? Merry Christmas, Brendan.
I'm the best of the third world. I'm actually on Sanibel Island right now doing a little bike ride with my daughter. It's a great day.
Nice.
You know, it must be
nice
to have the kind of money Sweeney has, you know?
I guess.
He's vacationing in Cabo Sanibel or whatever it is.
I think for the next 5 years.
Yeah. Hey, Merry Christmas, buddy. How are you? Hey, by the way, we've got a friend. Got a friend of yours here in the studio in Nashville with me, Roger Sarche, Laura's manager. Say hi.
Merry Christmas.
Roger, long time no see, my man.
How you doing, brother? You're taking up.
I'm hitting them straight. Santa brought me another 3 dozen pinnacles. I can dump in the water down here. I'm doing fine.
Oh, man. I thought you were taking up bike riding instead of golf, you know.
Well, they don't allow me to drive a car anymore down here.
Oh, God. It's a Christmas show. It's a Christmas show.
But it's a big three-wheeler. I can put the clubs in the back. I got the three-wheeler on with the big fiberglass flag that's flying. And I got my helmet on, and I'm wearing my biking shorts, and ready to go shopping at Walmart.
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Tim.
Wow.
We got to have a picture of this for social media.
Picture would be wonderful.
Picture of Brendan in a helmet, biking shorts. Brendan, need a picture for...
On a three-wheeler.
We'll put it up on PGHR.com.
No. Your license, pal.
Yeah. Thumb up, thumb down. Hey, Brendan, by the way, for people that don't know, tell us where Sanibel Island is.
Oh, it's just located off of Fort Myers, between Fort Myers and Naples, deep in the
That's right.
deep in the heart of the Red Cypress Swamps.
Yeah, deep in the heart of the north of the Everglades.
Not
yeah,
to be confused.
Doing fine. It's, I tell you what, the weather's perfect. It's about 70 and sunny, and it's going to be shooting up to 80. So everybody up north that's freezing, just jump on Southwest Airlines, shoot down to Southwest Florida. Join the rest
I
of
went
the
to
listeners.
Wait a minute, Tim. Hey, wait, wait.
I went to
wait
a wedding in
Roger,
Centerville Island.
Wait a minute. Jump on JetBlue, and you might get to sit next to Ivanka Trump.
No kidding.
Hey,
why is that?
Did you see that? She was on JetBlue.
No,
she was flying JetBlue. Had a center seat with the family.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow. Was that Bogey barking?
As Bogey
the Wonder Dog. Said, Merry Christmas, everybody. There he goes. Okay, Bob Bogey to the studio.
But Bogey will fit right in my basket here.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
He's got a basket under the three wheeler. Even
no, Brendan. Seriously, I don't know if you guys knew this, but I saw it on the news. Someone started heckling Ivanka Trump. Now, number one, what's she doing on JetBlue?
Good question.
And because
are you asking me? No clue.
I don't know. But
her
anyway,
travel arrangements go through him.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll call Pam and see. She does a lot of travel for everybody. Anyway, someone started heckling her and saying her father was running the country. Well, they drug him off the plane immediately. But yeah, I mean, Christmas season, she's on JetBlue. Hello.
Interesting. Well, you know what? It's not probably the worst message in the world to send, I guess, if that's part of what she was doing, was letting her know she's
one of
the people.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, there had to have been some subliminal thing going on there, too, that people are going to maybe get that message from, because they normally would only fly private, I'm imagining, their whole lives. So, Brendan, we were talking before we went to the break, and by the way, I went to a wedding at Sanibel Island a few years ago. Beautiful place. It really is a very, very cool place. So lucky for you to be there. Unfortunately for the other people, you're wearing shorts and a helmet, and you're riding a three-wheeler with a basket on front.
I'm a special boy, Tim. I'm a special
you
boy.
You are special, and we're gonna get you in the reading class after this. But I wanted to ask, we were talking about Tiger Woods and him coming back. And this, I think, is going to be a very, very unique year on the PGA Tour. I want to get your perspective on it, because a lot of these guys we were saying, meaning the Jason Days and the Jordan Spieth and Rory and on and on and on, so many young guys out there, Ricky, haven't really faced Tiger at Tiger's best, you know, and seen him. He hasn't won a major since 08. So for a lot of these guys that have come on the tour since 11 and 12 and 13, it's a new thing. And even playing against Tiger for some of them is brand new thing. But I think it sets up for a really, really unique, if Tiger can stay healthy, and we saw a little glimmer of hope that he might have somewhat similar game back to what he was back a few years ago, I think it could set up for a fascinating 2017 year here on the PGA Tour.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I hope he comes back healthy. It'll be great for us. It'll be great for the game. It'll be great for television and also on the internet. I mean, you look at, you know, the way the internet's going with golf being delivered now, with PGA Tour Live and everything there, it's just going to boost, you know, ratings all over the place. It'd be great for the game. I hope Tiger can put his teeth back in and come back fight.
Did you, by the way, get a chance to see his social media picture of him as Santa Claus?
No.
No?
I was busy trying to get on a JetBlue flight.
Well, so I'm suggesting that along with your picture of you in a helmet and your shorts, you take a replica picture of the Tiger look. It's shirtless from the waist up with his arms folded in front of him, Santa hat on, sunglasses, and his goatee is dyed white. And it's
– how does that make you feel, Tim?
It's a heavy – I blew it up and it's on my wall now. Yeah, it's a poster now.
It's,
so.
It's a fat head on his wall. I said he was channeling his inner Vladimir Putin.
Well, you know what? It's a new age, and if we want to go down that road, it's okay. I support everything you guys do, and God bless everybody.
I have no enemies. Anyway, I'm just saying, while you're taking your pictures.
A picture of Tiger shirtless wouldn't be on the top of my Christmas list.
No. Nope. No. Hey, let's clean it up. This is a Christmas show. This is
our
final show
before
Christmas.
Like John Daly.
John Daly on the wall. John Daly's going to have a good year. I predict John Daly is going to have a good year this year. On the PGA Tour champions.
Yeah, well.
Well, he's better. He's got a great opportunity.
Look at what his – did you see his son play in the father's son? Could you believe that, Brendan, how well that
little
kid
John
played?
He looked great. It was neat. It's always cool to have your kids out there. And I'm actually having a great day with my youngest daughter, Miss Megan, right here, Maggie Moo.
Hi, Megan.
There she is,
Maggie
right
Moo.
There.
Hey, baby. How are you? She's a sweetie.
She's doing great.
She had lunch with us in
Merry
Orlando.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We're going to get some flapjacks.
What?
Oh, really?
So he's leaving. He's just leaving.
Pancakes.
Brendan just, hey,
I don't blame you.
I'm very upset. Frank won't feed me here.
We're going to go out to breakfast. We're going to. He has backdoor passes for our listeners who come to Nashville real quick, Brendan. There's a place called the Pancake Pantry, which is the most famous place in Nashville to eat breakfast.
Been there.
But there's a line wrapped around it because all, you know, in the old days, all the country music stars go. Well, Roger, we go there, but Roger has a special card. We just go to the back door and come in through the kitchen. So we don't have to stand in line. So I love it. And the Bluebird Cafe is the same way. We go to the back door and come in. We don't stand. So I love having Roger in town. Hollywood, nice. Baby.
Hey, why don't you bring Roger up to French Lick for New Year's Eve?
I'd ask him. He has to go back to L.A.
I got to go back to L.A., man. I would love to come. I love that place up there.
It's beautiful.
You were so kind to have me up there one time.
Roger, you need to come up. You need to come up the 10th, 11th, 12th of July for the inaugural Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank.
Benefiting.
Wow. It'll be a blast.
Benefiting.
Who's the charity?
Rowley's Hospital for Children.
There you go. Hospital for Children. And where is the French Lick Resort? It's deep
there.
In the what?
Located deep in the heart of the Hoosier National Forest.
There it is.
And it is beautiful.
Hey, buddy, Merry Christmas to you and your family. All our love to you. You're the best. And to Steve Ferguson, your father-in-law, a great man, and everybody in your family, all great. So take
great.
Care, pal.
Well,
we love
thanks
you.
A lot for your support this year. We look forward to a great Christmas season, holiday season. And Tim and Roger and Frank, thanks for all your support. And have a Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas,
you
brother.
Too. Merry Christmas,
you
brother.
Too, Brennan. Take care, man. Boy, I tell you, he got in every plug he could possibly get in before he got to the pancakes.
That's what he's paid for. That's what he's paid for.
I'm surprised
for.
He didn't tell us what kind of bike he was riding, hoping that they were going to send him a new one.
Well, wait a minute now. You know what? By the way.
Let's get him back on the phone.
The official bicycle provider of Golf Talk America is open right now, Tim. I want a Trek. I used to have a Trek. It was stolen. My bicycle was stolen. Fund me. Go fund me. I want a bike.
That was a tricycle.
My bicycle was stolen. It's gone.
All right, Brendan, we appreciate it. Good job. Good job, as always. All right, let's take another break here, and we're going to come back. And do you think Laura's up? You think
I don't
she's
know.
It's L.A. It's early. It's
we're
going
to try to get her. If we can't, we'll come back and close this puppy out and wish everybody
happy. We'll close it out one way or the other. But Laura Brina will be joining us maybe
hopefully.
Not when we come back here on Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio. So stay with us. Welcome back to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio on Friday, the 23rd, 2 days before Christmas. We're kind of doing our Christmas show here. Yeah, we're kind of getting in the mood, and it's almost there. Tim Matthews in the Dallas studios, Frank Bassett and Roger Charchet are in Nashville. And we're trying to get Laura Brina, recording artist, one of our favorite people.
I'm going
to
call her right
show.
Now. I'm just going to dial her. Let's see. Let's wake her up. She's in L.A.
You know, it's pretty early. So it's like, what, 6 o'clock there?
Yeah,
6:30?
This is going to be fun. Watch this. We're going to wake her up.
Oh, boy.
We could be in trouble.
Hello?
Maybe she won't answer.
Laura, it's Frank, Tim, and Roger.
Oh,
you're live
fine.
On the radio.
Rise and shine, Diddlebug.
Get out of bed, girl. It's Christmas. Go shopping.
Oh, my God. Don't you have your thick cream on?
Oh, Lord. Bogey the Wonder Dog's barking in the background. I mean, we've got the whole show going. Tim?
I love it, and Tyler just said, I love you.
There you go.
Wow. How are the birds doing, Laura? First question, how are your birds?
The babies are doing great, thanks for asking.
They're doing so fun. We all care about your birds.
Open, they have their little stockings with their names on it, so they have to open their little presents, little toys.
Laura,
they'll be shredded in 2 seconds.
I hope my stocking has my new Trek bicycle in it. You know, my bicycle was stolen, Laura.
Oh, God. Come on, Frank.
It was.
God, he's like a dog with a bone.
He means tricycle.
Oh, my God.
Laura. Tricycle.
We were on the phone with Brendan Sweeney, who's riding a bicycle. We caught him live riding on Sanibel Island with his daughter, and he plugged everything except the bicycle he was on, the golf balls, the helmet, the bike pants. He just sent us a picture, by the way, so we're going to be posting that on Twitter after the show.
So shock of all shocks, Laura, Frank goes, you know, I had my bike stolen. I could use a bike. Somebody want to send me a bike? It's
oh,
like
my
suddenly
God,
he's using our
Frank.
Show to call out to Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Boy, I hope there's a bike under my tree.
Yeah. Hey, so.
But we need to head out to French Lick anyway.
We do need to go to French Lick.
Everybody should go to French Lick.
Well, we're going. Brendan is a Christmas
exclamation,
gift.
Exclamation.
Every year he gives us, Pam and I, a Well, we go. It gives us a whole deal over New Year's. We go up for the big band plays. It's a black tie event, 7-course dinner.
Fun.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's all decorated.
Are you going to play your horn?
No, I don't mess with the trumpets anymore. They're packed away. My parents are rolling over in heaven. But all those years and all that education and all that talent that I supposedly had, right?
You
know?
And
it's gone. It's gone. I just quit playing. I gave it up. Anyway, we wanted to call you, get you out of bed, wish you Merry Christmas. And my understanding is you're flying across the country today to go be with your family.
I am.
So where are you going to?
I am headed to the Washington, D.C. area to be with family.
That's going to be great. That's going to be a great Christmas. That's a long flight.
It's a little bit of a long flight, but, you know, it's great to be with family and give thanks. And I'm so excited about 2017 and being part of the Golf Talk America family. Yippee skippy.
We are. We're excited. I have some.
And I haven't brushed my teeth yet.
Oh, my Lord. That's
I can, like, Laura, get a sweater on my tongue right now. Yuck.
Laura, are you still wearing your onesie?
Oh, no.
Well, you know.
Oh, she's not going to tell us. Okay.
This is a Christmas show.
That's okay.
No. It's a clothing. It's a Christmas show. Santa baby. I have my sweats on. It's a little chilly, really, here in L.A. Actually, we've been getting some rain. Imagine that.
Oh, yeah. You're getting a storm. So you need to get. Are you flying out of LAX?
I am. It's going to be a little bump and jump.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, listen, you fly safely today and give your family and your precious father, who we're all praying for and thinking about, our best and all
Thank
our love.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. I've got your boy here, Sarche. Say something to your girl.
Hi there, Laura. I'm on the radio
there,
with you. You have a safe flight tonight.
Very, very.
Wait,
he gave me, like, the coolest Christmas gift, by the way.
Oh, really?
It's like this, I don't know if it's an old time, but... It's one of those record players with the horn on it, you know, gramophone thing.
Yeah, gramophone.
You know about that, Frank, right?
Yeah. No, well, my grandparents told me about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah.
So he sticks these little records on there. It's so great. And then all of a sudden you, like, turn it on and it just plays this great Christmas music. It's all Christmas music.
That's really cool.
That's really cool.
Definitely gets you in the spirit.
Well, you get that Amazon Echo that you have out because you can tell her to play Golf Talk America on TuneIn,
yes.
And it will play the shows for you. So you
know. Oh, she does.
Yes,
oh, she
does.
She will.
She's great. So
I'll set it up for you when I get back to L.A. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really cool. Roger says that I like my Amazon Echo because I can boss her around.
Yeah.
Well, if the shoe fits.
He can't boss Pam around, so he bosses the Echo around.
Well, we're trying.
Right.
We're trying to get Laura down to the PGA Merchandise Show. Laura and Roger with us, Tim, for the week. We're working on some things there, but that's going to be fun. Get Laura up on that stage, and we will have a full audience if you see Laura Bryna and Lisa Longball on the stage at the same time. Lisa's agreed to. Committed to co-host with us.
Oh, that'd be fun.
So
that's so fun.
Two beautiful
Brendan
women
Sweeney.
Up there, and we'll just, and well,
and we may even have a surprise for Lisa.
We have a little something fun. Yes.
Yes, we something. Oh, I know what that is. I can't say, but we do have a surprise for Lisa. So
you're such a teaser, Frank.
I know it. I can't help it. I'm so excited. I love Christmas. I'm like a little kid. I love Christmas.
I do too. It's a great time of the year.
Yeah, well, Roger,
you know, if you could keep a Christmas tree up all year round, I would. It's just so nice.
Well, you know, as you
it
know,
smells great. It's all happiness.
As you know, we sold our home because we're moving up toward the lake.
I know, it's crazy.
And so we're living temporarily in a condominium here in the Bellamy Green Hills area of Nashville. And there's no Christmas tree. Everything's piled in here. We have a huge storage building with all our boxed up stuff. There's no Christmas tree in our house. We have no Christmas tree for Christmas. So Roger and I are going to try to move some furniture. And I think we're going to put up a Christmas tree on Christmas Eve, which will be the first time I've ever done that late. But
that's cool.
That'd be cool.
You know, a lot of people do that. That's a tradition in a lot of people's families.
Yeah.
Is to do it on Christmas Eve.
Hey, by the way, Jim Grunberg, Seymour Putter Company, which you play Seymour Putter, Tim does, I do, Roger does, said to tell you Merry Christmas.
Oh, tell Merry Christmas from the Pink Putter herself.
Yeah, and all the guys down at Seymour Putter, which we're thankful for them, too, in this
holiday
season.
Yeah, they're great.
They're a great company, great people, but very supportive of this show. That's America to Me, which is your segment on Golf Talk America, which is going to evolve in mid-2017 into your own show is going to be pretty cool. And the lineup you have is
that's
incredible.
Fun.
Roger was sharing all this lineup with me, and you got some heavy hitters coming on. I mean, Hollywood.
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, I can't give it away. Yes.
No, we cannot give it away. Anyway, Tim, you still there? Hello, Tim.
Yeah,
we
I'm
took
here.
Over the show. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, really?
We're having fun. It's Christmas. Come on.
Ho, ho, ho.
Wake up, Tim.
I'm here.
Say something. Anyway, Laura Bryna, we love you very much. You're a sweetheart.
I love you guys, too, and thank you so much for letting me be a part of the family. Merry, merry, happy new year, and I'm so excited, and can't wait to do all the fun stuff in 2017.
You got it.
Let me know when you land in D.C., okay?
Will do.
Okay.
Okay, bye, sweetheart.
Okay, bye. Love you guys.
Love you, too.
All right, see ya. Merry Christmas, Laura
Brennan. Uh-oh, accidentally cut her off. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Dang producers.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Anyway.
Well, I think we got everything in there.
I think we did, too. Hey, Tim, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Merry Christmas again, pal. I appreciate everything you've done with Golf Talk America and will continue to do. And bigger and better things in 2017.
You mentioned that the PGA Show, we're going to be there. We'll be at the Masters. We're going to be at a lot of events. So, yeah, it's 2017 is going to be probably, without doubt, the best year ever for Golf Talk America.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a lot of fun. So we always have a lot of fun. But really looking forward to it.
And I almost forgotten, I shouldn't, to say Merry Christmas to our good friends, Marcus Brunell, Bill Lombard, Chris DeMaine, Carrie Ann Cope, Jack Cope, her father, and her mother, and her family and sister, all of our good friends from AzaleaHospitality.com, big sponsor of Golf Talk America, the Azalea House for the Masters. Check them out, AzaleaHospitality.com. Merry Christmas, y'all. We love you very much, and thankful for everything you've done for us in 2016 and the commitments you've made to us for 2017. So there.
Yeah, it's going to be a great year. Great year. So many good things to look forward to.
Good stuff.
And that should put a bow on this Christmas show that we have for you here today. We had a lot of things that we got in there, and we talked about what's coming up in 2017. And again, I'm looking forward to the golf season. I'm certainly looking forward to covering it here on Golf Talk America and on PGA Tour Radio. And I think it's going to be one of the and no small way, thanks to Tiger Woods.
Great year.
One of the best and most outstanding years I think people are going to be talking about this year for a long, long time to come. So I'm looking forward to, with my crystal ball already predicting, that's going to be a phenomenal season here in 2017. All right, that should about do it for us here on Golf Talk America. For Frank Bassett and Roger Charchet, also thank you to Laura Bryna and Brendan Sweeney for calling in and being part of this show. I'm Tim Matthews. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays, and we will see you probably in the very near future, and certainly by the first of the year. Take care. Have a great week.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.